Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Muffet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Muffet. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Geiger moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball four. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Osborne moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Osborne scores. Fernandez moves to third. Wood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Muffet, and towards Budden, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Muffet scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Osborne hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is 0-for-1 in the game. Muffet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. Malzone moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Bruton reaches third base with a triple. Fernandez scores. Wood goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Bruton scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Larry, and towards Wood, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Osborne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Virgil moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Bobo Osborne. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Bubba Morton now playing left field. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Giger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giger moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirtz strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giger tags and scores. Yastrzemski tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Giger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. 2 outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Fernandez moves to third. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 4 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Giger hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.